From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. A leaked national intelligence report that stated the war in Iraq was breeding terrorists is causing all sorts of controversy in the nation's capital. It is, after all, a month to go before the midterm elections. On Wednesday, President Bush made certain portions of the report public, but he refused to release the full 2006 national intelligence estimate. Democrats argue conclusions of the assessment on terrorism are grim, and they say that's why the Bush administration is opting not to release the study until after the midterm elections. Today, we explore both sides. On the phone from Los Angeles is syndicated columnist Robert Scheer. He's editor-in-chief of TruthDig.com and author of the book Playing President. Mr. Scheer, good to have you on the program.
Good to be here.
And on the line from Washington, D.C. is Ron Christie, former special assistant to President Bush and former deputy policy advisor to Vice President Dick Cheney. He's author of the book Black in the White House, Life Inside George W. Bush's West Wing. Mr. Christie, nice to have you on as well.
Nice to join you. Thank you.
So let's start with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's comments yesterday. They were his first extensive remarks about the U.S. intelligence report. He told reporters at a NATO meeting that, in general, the value of intelligence reports can be uneven, and sometimes it's just flat wrong. That's his quote. And he went on to say, the implication is that if you stop killing or capturing people who are trying to kill you, then therefore the world would be a better place is obviously nonsensical. Okay, you have to take out your decoder ring for me, Ron. From what I understand, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is saying, well, we can't just stop, even if things are going wrong.
And I absolutely agree with the Defense Secretary. He has hit it right on the mark. Intelligence is an imprecise business. It's a combination of using human intelligence assets around the world, signal intelligence, and other means and methods for gathering information to protect the country. However, it is an imprecise science. It is a organization and a gathering of individuals at the CIA and other intelligence gathering entities in the United States and abroad that tries to make sense, that tries to uncover plots against the country and tries to, as you use a decoder ring reference, tries to make sense of all the different assets and streams of information that are coming in. But to say that we should stop or to suggest that we should just pull our oars out of the water and not try to either capture or eliminate those terrorists who are trying to harm the country, I think would set us down a very dangerous path.
But Robert, if intelligence is not that useful, then why do we even bother paying attention to these reports?
Well, I didn't say it's not useful, my goodness. What you're talking about here is the consensus analysis of 16 separate intelligence agencies throughout the government, information gathered, brought together in a consensus analysis by Negroponte, the hawkish, controversial appointee of the Bush administration. And what they concluded very clearly was that Iraq is the recruiting poster for terrorists. First of all, I mean, let's understand what we're talking about. This undifferentiated war on terror, which this administration has announced, is absurd on its face. It takes Shiites and Sunnis, it takes secular and non-secular and religious, it takes Arab and non-Arab, it lumps them all together, and it says there's this undifferentiated boogeyman out there that we have to defeat everywhere. In fact, all of the information that's come out that's been leaked or incorporated in the 9/11 Commission report, the two Senate Intelligence Committee reports, and now what we know from this National Intelligence Estimate tells us some things very clearly. There was never any connection between the secular, defanged leader of Iraq and bin Laden until after the U.S. invaded Iraq.
Let's just break it down briefly. Ron, what do you understand that this report says? Is it all a debate over the meaning of the words?
Well, let me just say for a quick moment that we even have to be discussing the National Intelligence Estimate that was illegally leaked to the press. Someone, for a politically motivated reason, disclosed a portion of a National Intelligence Estimate. The president, unfortunately, to combat a leak, had to declassify certain aspects of a National Intelligence Estimate. But if you
wait, he only declassified what I understand are 3 pages out of 30 plus, so that could be seen also as opportunistic disclosure.
Well, some might perceive it as opportunistic disclosure. The fact of the matter is it would be unwise, foolish, and dangerous for the President of the United States to declassify an entire report that gets into the means and methods and ways that we disseminate intelligence, who our human intelligence assets are and so those who we have under surveillance. I think that would be unwise. But to answer your question very briefly, I think what the declassified portions have shown us is that our counterterrorism efforts have actually seriously damaged the leadership of Al-Qaeda. The individuals over there are having a more difficult time hitting us with precision. And I think, candidly, unlike what my colleague has suggested, that Iraq, what has gone over there, has made the world a more dangerous place, I think what it continues to show is that the United States continues to capture and eliminate very dangerous assets, and we are slowly but surely prevailing in the war on terrorism.
Robert, what do you understand that all of this means? Because the whole report has not been disclosed yet.
Well, fortunately, people can go on the Internet. They can read the four pages that were released. And it's, you know, what's truly frightening is the language used by this spokesman for this administration, because facts are just turned upside down. I mean, this report is devastating, as was the 9/11 Commission report, as were the Senate Intelligence Committee reports. And by the way, national intelligence estimates do not reveal sources or endanger people's lives. They have to be shared with the Congress. This thing was delayed for over 2 years because the administration didn't like what the intelligence estimate was saying. This administration doesn't care about the truth of the situation, and representative democracy requires an informed public. It certainly requires informed Congress. And what's involved here, I mean, just listen to what your guest said. He said, this report shows we're winning the war on terror. No, the report shows just the opposite. It shows that we have created in Iraq, which was a secular country opposed to this religious fanaticism, we have created in Iraq the main recruiting tool for international religious-fueled terrorism. By the way,
I have to go back to Ron now, just to give you guys both some time. But, you know, as you were saying that there's a secular Iraq, you know, which many people have debated and many people have said, it's also true that, from what I understand, that a lot of Iraqis didn't like the president. Now, that was not stated as the reason for us going to war in Iraq. And Ron, what I would ask you is, having been so deep inside the White House, was it always made clear that we were going into Iraq to deal with Al-Qaeda, or was it clear that we were going into Iraq to deal with Saddam Hussein?
From my time in the White House, and I spent the first 3.5 years in the Bush White House, it was made very clear that Saddam Hussein posed a threat to the United States and her allies. This is not the assessment of President Bush or Vice President Cheney or the Defense Secretary. This was the assessment of the United Nations repeatedly over a dozen years, that Iraq continued to defy the international community, that Iraq continued to defy repeated calls for opening up their weapons programs, for making sure that they were not proliferating weapons of mass destruction. And in the aftermath of 9/11, the President of the United States, in consultation and conjunction with his allies overseas, including our good friends Great Britain and Australia, made the determination that Iraq posed a very vital threat.
When you say that Iraq posed a vital threat, the threat was sold by the administration as an Al-Qaeda threat. Are you saying now that that was actually what was being spoken about in the White House?
No, I'm not being inconsistent with what I'm saying. I never said that what was being spoken in the White House was that we were going into Iraq for Al-Qaeda or we were going into Iraq to avenge 9/11. I made it clear that the determination was very clear on its face, and the commentary was very clear that Iraq posed a threat to the United States, as demonstrated by their continued defiance of the international community and their ability to proliferate weapons of mass destruction, and the President of the United States took the best course that he felt necessary to protect this country.
Okay, Robert, you get the last question, and please be brief. What I want to ask you goes back to the role of the media. You were a columnist at the LA Times for many years. Now you have TruthDig.com, which is an independent outlet. How aggressive should or must the media be in taking documents which aren't even public? I mean, is there any credence to Ron's claim that this was really a stolen document and shouldn't have been made public in the first place?
Well, we don't know how this document was revealed. I mean, the New York Times quoted 12 different sources of people, pro-administration, inside, outside. This administration leaks like crazy when it wants to make its point. It uses classified information all the time to try to justify its run-up for the war. It is simply wrong, as your guest said, to say they didn't claim there was a connection between Al-Qaeda and going into Iraq. For God's sake, the U.S. UN inspectors were in Iraq. If weapons of mass destruction were what we were concerned about, we should have let them finish their work. This administration claimed there was a pressing danger because of 9/11. That's why they went after Iraq. And to now turn around, it's Orwellian for someone who was in the administration to turn around now and say, oh, we never claimed there was a connection between
Let me get back to my question. Is it always fair game to deal with documents of a sensitive nature?
The documents were released by people in the administration. And by the way, the national intelligence estimate is supposed to be made available to the representatives of the people. That's what the whole point is to inform us. And we can't possibly make decisions about foreign policy and our security in a representative government if we're not given the information. It's the administration that is destroying the free the marketplace of free ideas and has been lying to us consistently. And then to say that we can have a representative democracy and still have this kind of treachery on their part, I mean, it's just a denial of what our whole system of government is supposed to be all about.
All right. I was supposed to be over, but Ron, we heard the words lying and treachery briefly. What's your response?
That is so irresponsible for one who claims to seek the truth and look for the truth. He knows very well that that national intelligence estimate was leaked. It was improperly disclosed. And if that individual were found, they would be arrested and prosecuted. It is irresponsible journalism to use classified information, and there's not one scintilla of proof that this administration acted in a manner that was inconsistent with the truth. It was a judgment call, but to say that there was treachery and lies involved, the moral outrage and indignation does not appear to be there when sensitive information is illegally disclosed. I just wonder where the consistency is from those on the other side of the aisle.
All right. We could spend a lot more time with both of you, but we don't have it. So Ron Christie is a former special assistant to President Bush, former deputy policy advisor to Vice President Dick Cheney, author of Black in the White House, Life Inside George W. Bush's West Wing. And Robert Scheer is editor-in-chief of TruthDig.com and author of Playing President. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.